Marissa likes a failure at the party. Marissa likes a failure at the party. Marissa likes a failure at the party. And at the party, Marissa likes a failure.
I can think of something else.
Okay, Dane's turn.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
The Lone Star Ranger.
That's not anything.
The Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger. Ranger Rick.
Ricky Martin.
That's his title.
Of his album.
Maybe. I can't dispute that. So yeah. I'll pretend like you're not making stuff up.
Okay.
And proceed from there. So Ricky Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky O, the story of Ricky.
Ricky O, the story of Ricky. Can I use all those words?
Or any just... one of them you want to.
Okay.
Things like
Never-ending story.
Okay. West Side Story.
The Wild Wild West.
Westward Ho.
Ho? Westward Ho?
Westward Ho, yeah.
Like...
Westward Ho.
Oh, okay. I was trying to think of... Now I'm thinking of a song that has Ho in the title, but I don't know those songs well enough. I would just sound offensive, I think. So I'm going to give up.
Hooray! Okay. I win.
We tied. Nobody failed.
That's right. Completely contrary to the ethos of this podcast.
Welcome to Failure Art Party. I'm Marissa, and I am with Dane. He is a friend who's a boy. He's my boyfriend. And he is most famously known for his musical number, the beginning and end of these podcast episodes. So you can thank him for those jingles. I appreciate it. I think the audience appreciates it. For those of you who are first-time listeners, what this podcast is about is trying different art projects, art styles, and it is titled Failure Art Party because we are celebrating our failures.
That's right.
It's mostly about the trying and lessons that we learn, but celebrating trying. Some people, a lot of times people get down on themselves. I can't do that. Or they just watch other people do things, but they don't even try it themselves. So this is about saying, yay, you messed up. Good for you. Okay. Get on back out there. Do it again.
Inspiration.
You're a failure, but I'm a failure. To be honest, we're all failures.
That is the truest thing you've ever said.
Thank you. Yeah. I want it on my gravestone. But anyway... Dane, tell us a little bit about yourself. And, sometimes that's a hard question. You can't really go much off of that. So you tell me, like your name and your address and your social security number, you can go into telling me what, if you consider yourself artistic, and we'll start there. So take it away.
All right. My name is Dane. I'm Marissa's friend who is a boy. I would not consider myself artistic. I do a fair amount of art-related hobbies, but consider myself at best a somewhat talented craftsman with a pen and a pencil.
But that's not artistic.
I don't feel like it necessarily is. I don't think I'm putting too much expression of soul into things like the project that we may be working on today. But maybe I'm wrong about it. Maybe you can observe my product today and tell me if I'm
And I can.
If I'm just defeating myself here.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to convert your thinking. But everyone's entitled to their own opinion. I think you're artistic. That's my opinion.
Well, thank you.
But you do have high standards, which works out for me. Thank you. But that kind of leads to my next question. Do you consider yourself a failure and or... A time you failed. Preferably artistically, but it could be another time as well.
Okay, do I consider myself a failure? I think you discourage me from saying that.
Okay.
So.
But it'd be positive, like, I'm a failure! And then, yay!
Oh, yeah, sure, yes, sure. Yeah. I think, in a lot of ways, I am a failure. I can't think of any that make for good audio material off the top of my head, I'm afraid.
That's okay.
That's also an example
You're doing a podcast failure right now.
Exactly.
You are failing to come up with a story.
Yeah, just stupendously. Just...
It's blank.
It's like the it's this
there's
is
a tumbleweed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going right on through. All right. Well, that's a failure in real time. There you go.
Yeah. Maybe you should have let me read the questions in advance.
I know. I guess the failure was we did discuss if Dane wanted these questions in advance. He said no. Let's just wing it. And here we are.
Lack of preparation
gets us here, which is fine. It's fine because this is, you win either way. You fail, it's a win. You win, it's a win. Yeah. So today on our episode, so excited for this episode. I'm excited for all my episodes, but this one in particular, caricatures.
All right.
Yes. And so the inspiration for this actually did come from you, Dane, because I think you're good at doing caricatures.
Well, thank you, Marissa.
So, can you tell me a little bit about when you started to sketch out caricatures? And I guess you're not doing them professionally. You kind of do it for fun.
Certainly.
And also, what once you tell me how it started, what do you like about doing caricatures? And go.
Well, I believe it started in middle school. Was a vicious time in everyone's life. Yeah, formatively vicious. Mm-hmm. I would use my, skills of caricaturing to retaliate at other students who were rotten to me. You get in trouble for hitting them or you get made fun of for crying, but. You get laughs for drawing an unflattering picture of them. So that was the approach I took to defending myself.
Did you, then hang it up? Or did other people... How did it circulate? How did it get back to the person?
If I was doing my job correctly, I usually wouldn't.
Oh, you didn't want... Oh, but it would just make you feel better that you have depicted this person this way.
To amuse myself and my good time buddies.
Mm-hmm.
We all disliked the same people, me and my friends, so that sort of matter. Which, I suppose, ties into the remainder of your original question, what do I like about it?
Mm-hmm.
Because it amuses me and my good time buddies, such as you, my good time buddy.
Oh, thank you. I am amused and by your drawings, and you have drawn things for me, and they've been wonderful.
Aww.
So, I guess... And to kind of go off of that, so you like it... Okay, let me back up. I'm not good at free sketching. So do you feel like it's easier for you to sketch in this way, in a caricature type of way?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think I use it as kind of a crutch. Oh. I want to get better at just drawing on the fly. So I think that's one of the ways in which I'm going to court failure in this activity is I'm going to do little to no free sketching. I'm going to be drawing, not blind, but going in fast and loose. Just going to sketch it on out and see how it goes.
Okay. Now that's what we like. I don't want you to do too much. I want... So...
Me either.
So, Dane, thank you for sharing all that, I guess, your personal history with caricature. But do you know the true history of the caricature?
Marissa, I do not.
You do not? Well, let me educate you.
Thank you.
So, let's go back in time. Beep, 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 beep. we're in our time
That's
machine.
The sound effect.
We are in 16th, 17th century Europe.
Okay.
This is when caricatures, at least how we know them today, became the most popular. And so it's defined as artists who ridiculed public figures and politicians by exaggerating or distorting characteristics about their face, their clothes, whatever you might have. And a lot of times caricatures were also put into cartoons to criticize like a politician or a policy or something like that. So, and it comes from the name, the Italian word, another Italian one.
Okay.
Graffiti we did last time, that was also Italian in origin. This is also Italian in origin. C-A-R-I-C-O. Carico? Carico.
C-A-R-I-C-O.
That's one of them.
Okay.
And then there's Caricare. C-A-R-I-C-A-R-E. Carry
okay.
No. Carry care. Carry care?
Carry care.
Carry
sure.
care. Carry go. And it means to load and to exaggerate.
To load.
To load.
As so one like, might load a truck.
Yeah, or like that portrait is so loaded. Or like that baked, but that's a loaded baked potato.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a lot to take
so
in.
So it's a loaded baked potato mm-hmm. of scorn. On a public figure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. And you know, we can get into this discussion later on, but it doesn't necessarily have to be negative when you caricature someone.
Mm-hmm.
But most often it is pretty negative.
Sure.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting when we do caricatures of each other. All right. So let's back up just a little bit. So what was interesting about, so the 16th, 17th century is around Renaissance time, and this was an important way to send a message to the masses before a lot of people could read. So this is something you could easily make a statement with this one.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Like me and my friends in middle school.
Yeah, right, when you couldn't read.
Yeah,
a bunch
exactly.
of illiterate children. The Texas public system was really suffering. So in 1590s, you remember, back in the day.
Sure, I was around for that.
Yeah, the Caracci, C-A-R-A-C-C-I, brothers.
Cariacci.
What?
Cariacci.
Cariacci, the Cariacci brothers.
I'm a visual guy, let me see the word. Oh, Caracci. I stuck an extra vowel in there.
But I like how you said it. Caracci! All right, the Caracci brothers kind of started this trend where they were drawing exaggerated portraits. They actually were... they were inspired to do this. They were mocking the art theories and techniques that they learned at the Bologna Academy. I know.
Wait, is that an etymological connection there? Do we call things bologna because of these guys?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know why that... I mean, that's a city in Italy.
It's a city in Italy.
Bologna. But, you know, the true pronunciation is bologna as Americans know it. So so these artists who went to Bologna Academy...
Where'd you go? The Bologna Academy?
Yes. It's mocking in itself. But it was a little snooty there, and they're, and really the Renaissance for a good part of it was about making art more representational and realistic. And so once they kind of reached a point where they feel like they peaked there, they start to go back and kind of unpack, and now let's mess with reality a little bit.
Okay.
Let's try to distort reality now that we kind of know the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go backwards. In a sense. So, in the mid-1700s, a British man named Arthur Pond published a bunch of work by these caricature artists in Italy, and he took it to Britain, and that's kind of where it spread. And this art form is really popular in English and French art, and they did it a lot to mock their imperialistic governments. So... And I'll discuss this in a second, but Napoleon Bonaparte, he got just railed with caricature
Poor
art.
Little fella, what did he do to deserve that?
Well, he wasn't even a little fella that much.
What?
I know. But anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. So this was done a lot. A common way to caricature is by giving people animal characteristics. Mm. You could also put people heads on fruits and vegetables and stuff like that.
Like your friend, was it Alexandros from the graffiti episode? That predates this.
Oh, the horse head.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was caricature, right?
Yes. That one of the old graffitis was, I think maybe it was probably Jesus with the horse head getting crucified. Mm-hmm. And so we were trying to figure out what the symbolism was there, but maybe it was just you just doing a caricature.
Sure.
Yeah. So interesting. Yeah. And
sorry, derailing.
No, you're fine. And I think it was also important is because these particular leaders in France and England were pretty good about keeping like a pretty solid image of themselves out there. They had a lot of artists working for them who portrayed them pretty positively.
Yes.
So I think that's why caricature really seemed like a pretty useful way to hurt their image, even maybe kind of hurt their power a little bit.
Sure.
And then when the railroad hit, you could just send these images cross country and it really spread. Then it wasn't just the railroad, Dane. There was TV. And then there was the internet.
Oh, man.
So
this is getting out of hand.
I know.
This is too much.
It's too much.
Let's reel it back. Let's get back to the telegraph.
I know. And so I think, to be honest, that's maybe why, like, it is so easy these days to kill someone's image.
Mm-hmm.
That the caricature is less of a tool. I don't know.
I've noticed that in my lifetime.
Yeah.
It seemed like a very prominent thing when I was growing up. That's why I decided to try my hand at it myself.
Mm-hmm.
The funny papers were full of scornful drawings of people everybody knew.
Uh-huh.
And less so now.
Less so now. Yeah, I don't...
Well, there's fewer people that everybody knows now than there were 20 years ago. You know,
That's true.
The monoculture has dissolved into such a fashion that it's pretty much just whoever the president happens to be at a certain point is one of the few people that anybody can name.
Right.
At any time.
Uh-huh.
And be confident that everybody knows who you're talking about.
Yeah. So all that I just said, because I want to give credit where credit is due, came from www.visualartscork.com.
VisualArtsCork.com?
Yeah, VisualArtsCork, CORK.com.
Interesting.
They kept popping up. I tried another source. But it kept going back to them. So
They must be the best.
But here's what Wikipedia has to say. This is where Wikipedia softened it up, says caricatures don't have to be as insulting as we typically think. Mm. But here are the three things that you typically exaggerate. You can do natural characteristics of a subject. So if they've got a big nose, you just really emphasize that. Acquired characteristics like a scar.
Okay.
Or vanities like choice of hairstyle, glasses, clothes, etc.
So you can
kind of go along those lines and thinking what parts you want to really make stand out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So some of those are a little bit more pointed than others. Like to mock somebody's fashion choices seems a lot less... acerbic, I guess, than the face they were born with.
I agree. I'm a little nervous about us doing each other, to be honest. Yeah. and that's actually you that I write in my notes. Caricatures do seem to be going for the jugular in that they often just are commenting on people's appearance.
Mm.
So when you do a cartoon, you can kind of comment more on, like, their political policies a little bit. But a caricature in itself, I think it just seems like you're just making fun of how they look.
Yeah, sure.
And it seems really shallow a little bit. I mean, is there any part of that that can be, like, a moral behind that in terms, like, I'm going to really emphasize this person's big nose. And in turn, I'm trying to express that we should feed the poor.
Nothing springs to mind, mm-hmm. but it is a means of, as you were talking about before, mm-hmm. damaging the image of a figure who you believe to have undue or excessive powers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way to diminish those powers.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah,
or that power, true. I guess.
And so I really like this quote. This is from, what's his name? Oh, this is from one of the brothers. Gracchi!
Oh!
Gracchi Brothers. Okay. He said, a good caricature, like every work of art, is more true to life than reality itself.
Yes, more true than facts.
Yeah. Do you agree with that?
If it's done right, I think that's the that's the thrust of the activity, mm-hmm. I think. It certainly speaks to, you know, an internal truth.
Yeah. It
exaggerates what you see about the person.
That's true. Deep.
What makes them stand out to you? What makes them distinctive?
We're getting deep here on Failure Art Party.
That's how it goes, right?
Yeah. Let me talk a little bit. Let's go into some more specific examples of caricature. Starting in 1841, Britain put out a Punch magazine. Do you know this magazine?
Unfamiliar.
Okay. It's a comedy magazine, a lot of satire, a lot of political cartoons and caricatures. That's another way to make it popular. So I have a link here, and we're just going to look at some caricatures together.
Okay.
We'll describe it for the listener. Let's actually start with earlier caricature artists. Mm-hmm. One of them being Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo da Vinci.
I know. He just couldn't get enough. He had to be in the realism scene, and then he had to be in the caricature scene. And he just kind of took over everything.
Yeah, just hogging all the art. Nobody else could get any.
Yeah. But I sent you some pictures of, so we'll describe that. But here's one source said that he liked to caricature people with disabilities, which kind of bummed me out a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. But then when I looked at some of the caricatures, it just seemed like people with weird facial difference, not like an actual defect, but
sure,
just...
Sure, sure. Disability a little, of being ugly.
Yeah!
Okay.
I guess, yeah, disability of being ugly. So let's look at a few of these.
Okay. Am I reading the text or just scrolling through the images?
It would be too long to read the text.
Right.
We'll go to the images. So.
Oh, my goodness,
I know. So these are... this is what... I mean, maybe he has a syndrome of some sort. But he...
How would you describe this gentleman looking at?
Is it elephant man syndrome?
I don't think that's elephant
I don't
man
think
syndrome.
So.
You would know more than me.
I should, but I don't. So, a lot of he has a lot to do with, their skulls, their head sizes.
Yes, yes. This gentleman has a very protuberant jaw.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Kind of a...
Look at it, those... Eyebrow.
Yeah,
area.
Very prominent, very, very prominent brow, very sharp Greek nose.
And this guy, he looks like an alien.
I think that's what you're seeing as big alien head, I think, is the hairstyle of the era.
What?
I see. This is.
Oh.
There's the skull. Also,
I see.
Kind of.
Oh, I see now.
Kind of alienish in a different way than you're seeing.
Mm hmm. A little apey, right?
Definitely apey. There's a lot of real estate between the nostrils and the lip there, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. And, well, we will share these on Instagram, so you can see this.
Oh, there's that guy with the big jaw again.
Where?
Down there, right there. In this rogues gallery right here.
Oh, my gosh.
Same guy.
This caricature, the jaw is almost touching the nose.
Yeah.
If you can picture that. And the mouth is just a little
yeah,
a
yeah,
little
it's
bit.
Like Mac Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Mac Tonight.
Yeah, the mascot of the Big Mac from around the year you were born, I guess. Moving along.
I'm a baby. Anyway, so, all right. So that's Leonardo. So moving on to, I wanted to show you some ones of Napoleon.
Okay.
And I didn't want to give you any context. And no to context. Be quite frank, I don't remember the context. But these are caricatures kind of also wrapped up in a political cartoon.
Okay, okay.
Look at that right there. What do you see?
Oh, man. What do we have here? Can we zoom in on this? All right, this
I
is...
I can make it bigger.
The caption I'm seeing here is Napoleon Bonaparte. Napoleon taking up space in Italy.
Well, I made that up. That was my loose paraphrase.
I see.
I just see, sometimes I see a lot of words and I just try to put it together, paraphrase as best as I can.
I was trying to use your paraphrasing to explain why I'm seeing what I'm seeing, which is a rather full-figured gentleman with a big, well-groomed mustache, bending over and putting his butt on the mouth of what appears to be a clergyman. And the clergyman looks surprised and somewhat bewildered by it. There's a nobleman gazing upon this scene with woe. And then a couple of good old boys hooting and hollering in the background there.
So is the guy who's getting his butt kissed mad about it, or does he like it?
I think both of those things are true. Okay. He's got a complicated set of emotions.
He does. Right, he feels complex about. Is this Pope? Is this Pope man? Is this the Pope?
It's a papal hat. It's
okay. So I think this is Italy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is Napoleon.
Is that big Super Mario supposed to be Napoleon?
Maybe, but he's so fat.
Yeah.
Maybe was he fat? I don't know.
Maybe we should learn more about where my conception of what Napoleon looks like comes from.
Yeah, okay, let's go down. So I think this is more common.
Yes.
This one is what most people think about. And there were actually a lot, I couldn't pinpoint one artist who, like, started portraying him this way, this is pretty common during the French Revolution that mostly Britain would, was it, French Revolution is when he, right, when he took over?
Thereafter.
And then British artists were mostly the ones doing the caricatures of Napoleon, but then the French also did it, but anonymously, or I don't know, they'd get their hand cut off or something. If you want to look at this one, describe it for the listeners.
All right, we have a similar looking nobleman to the previous cartoon, sitting with a in military finements with a much shorter guy, kind of a childish composition, dark-haired, more hats than his head knows what to do with.
Mm-hmm.
Carving the globe in half and taking select slivers of it for themselves onto their plates, seated at this dinner table of state.
Yeah. And so it looks like Britain, I think this guy's Britain, and he got like half the turkey, which is like a lot of the world. And then France got like a little bit. And he's cutting off himself off a little bit. And I think height was pretty common of a way to really like diminish somebody's power. It's like, no, short people are really, Which brings me to my next, Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Tell me more.
You want to know a little tidbit about Napoleon's height, though?
Yeah.
We don't know how tall he was.
Really?
We speculate because some people use the obsolete French yardstick for measurement. And then although Napoleon did like the metric system.
Sure, me too.
Some reports say he was 5'2", which was average for the time. It wasn't even that short. And reports say he was 5'7", which would have been taller than average.
Yeah, sure. So, that makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway.
So you feel like Napoleon was kind of through just the prominence of this caricature of Napoleon, the way he was popularly portrayed,
yes,
in all in the common minds of the common minds picture of Napoleon.
Yeah,
he's a short guy. That's like the first thing you think of when you think of Napoleon is short guy.
I do. I think like short. I think kind of like snotty for some reason.
Okay.
Like
okay.
No, like congested.
And oh, like, really? Yeah, really?
And okay. Kind of like. Send it back to the wait to the staff. Send it back to the cook. I don't like it.
Yeah, sure,
and I don't know
sure.
why. That's kind of, but I do think caricatures had a role in like really diminishing. He could have been a really smart guy. He could have been suave.
Sure, he was a tactical mastermind.
I guess he was, but I don't think of him that way. I think he congested. Yeah, he's short. So, all right. So, someone who got. Kind of the other way, Abraham Lincoln.
I think
he truly was a tall man.
Mm-hmm.
But all of his caricatures like really emphasize his height.
Okay.
But I think they use that positively, like to see this in a positive way to talk about how tall he was. Like in this sure. particular picture right here, yes. he has long legs. He is beating all the other candidates.
Yeah,
for
sure.
President.
Just jumping right over old Douglas's head there,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And let's see. Okay, let me go back to Punch magazine for
sure.
a sec. So Punch magazine was a British magazine from 1841 to 2002. And it most often did caricatures of celebrities. So I was going to show you these. And it doesn't have their name. Right now I'm showing Dane different celebrities. And based on the caricature, if you can tell who they are.
Okay. This will be a fun little activity here. All right. Starting from the start, top left. I have no idea who that is.
I don't know either. Let's click on it.
Okay.
Sophia
Loren. Really? Okay, I guess so.
Who is that?
Sophia Loren was a she was an actress. She was a famous pretty lady from the past.
Yeah, these are all celebrities, not so much politicians.
Yes.
Okay, how about this person?
That's I got nothing on this one either.
David Attenborough. Well, he's kind of hiding in the leaves.
So the naturalist thing adds up. Mm-hmm. This one, of course, Robert Dylan.
Okay. Correct.
Yep, got Bobby.
Robert Dylan, Bobby D.
Bobby D, as he's popularly known in some places.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't even let you guess. I just clicked on it.
Okay, yeah, that's, luckily I don't read very fast. Martin Scorsese? Is that Martin Scorsese? I feel like Martin Scorsese is a little bit more eyebrowy.
Spike Milligan.
Unfamiliar with Spike Milligan.
These might be like celebrities in Britain.
Yeah, he's famous in Britain.
Yeah. How about this one? Do you know this one?
Angela Merkel? No, 1986. I don't know what this is.
It's Andy Warhol. Okay. Burn.
Yeah,
sick
really
burn.
Really got one of them. I'm not sure which. That's David Bowie right above him, right?
Yes, above.
David
yes,
Bowie.
There
yeah.
is
that's,
David
yeah,
Bowie.
That's a fun David Bowie. I like all that. Right. So are all these by the same artist, or was that?
I think these are different artists.
Okay.
What about this one right here? I think it looks like a beetle to me, but I think every hipster looking English person looks
sure,
like a beetle.
I don't think it's a beetle because he's got curly hair, and I don't really put that on any of the Beatles. Let me see. I can't venture a guess on this. Oh, Michael Caine. Okay, sure. Yeah. That's what Michael Caine looked like many, many years ago.
And let's do one more.
One more. Okay. Top right. Is that Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
Either
Jack Nicholson or Black. I wasn't quite sure.
I would show, and I would show these on Instagram, but this website's pretty. Doesn't let me like in any way capture these images. So
really?
I could not.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Well, I'll try again. So before we get started, Dane, I did want to kind of take it back even further and just, you know, point out that caricatures have even been found in ancient times.
Ancient times, you say?
Yeah, if you're willing to loosen your definition of what a caricature is.
I'm willing to loosen it.
You're willing? Okay, great. Sorry, just scroll down past that butt kiss pic. Okay. So, Egypt. We're back to Egypt.
Yes.
Really a source of a lot of art.
Yeah, we're everything great.
Everything great, yeah. And they were pretty good at giving humans animal characteristics.
Mm.
It's kind of unclear if it was always done in mockery. I feel like a lot of times they did it to exemplify somebody.
Well, certainly. It seems like the entire...
They, like the gods.
Yeah, the entire Egyptian pantheon is animal characteristics slapped on a human form.
Yeah, but this website mentioned that they could also, like, highlight foolishness as well with it. So I don't know if they...
Can you give me an example?
No. I can't. But let's see. I mean, monkeys are pretty foolish.
Sure.
So, you know, you're mad at your neighbor. What would make you mad in ancient Egypt? Let me go back in time.
Being a slave?
Well, oh yeah. Okay, so you're a slave.
Sure.
You know, your master gets drunk every night, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to feel better about this? You're going to draw him. You're going to put a little monkey tail.
That's right.
On the back of it.
That makes it all better.
It makes it all better. Yes. Greeks also did this, but more so in theater. So they did it by, they had a lot of masks, and the masks were exaggerated. And so in that way, you kind of exaggerated emotions. And you know, it kind of got me thinking about anime. A little bit.
Okay.
Because animes, those cartoons, they got really exaggerated faces.
That is true.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like really happy. You see the rosy cheeks and the eyes and the mouth really open up.
Mm-hmm,
anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then in the Middle Ages, they had something called the Dance of Death, which is basically it was the dead summoning people or relatives from all walks of life to come dance around the grave. Symbolizing that no matter what your status, we're all gonna die.
Yeah.
So death. We all die.
We all die.
And that's and I guess leading to caricature is satire and only really effective when it makes a reference to a moral norm. So I don't know. That's kind of where I'm like, well, I feel like sometimes you can do it to poke fun, but I don't know if it always has to be based in like some you have to be challenging a moral norm or
I think that's certainly true of satire, but I don't think all caricature is necessarily satirical. I think it's certainly it's a potent tool for satire. But sometimes you're just goofing around. Like I don't intend to satire you if I don't
I hope not. You. I know. This is get nervous. So jumping back up to modern day, there's not, like we said, there's not a ton of caricature. And really, a lot of people use graphic art or graphic computer systems software to make a lot of their visual art. So I found...
You've heard of them?
Yes.
Graphic computer systems software.
Yes. They're out there.
On
they're taking our jobs. Yes. Right. And... there's a lot. I think I really want to bring awareness to all the starving caricaturists out there who've had their jobs lost by computers.
Yeah. It's tragic.
Really. It is tragic. And this is what we all should be talking about right now.
Most important thing going on in today's world.
Yeah. But basically, I thought it was just kind of interesting because this, what's it, maybe back in the 80s or the 90s, I don't have this person's name down, but for their master's thesis, they came up with this computer algorithm for just generating a caricature all on its own. So you put in...
Really?
Yeah, so you put in the face that you wanted to caricature, and you compared it to a... And this is where it gets pretty biased. You have, like, what's an... Say it's a guy face, you put in an average male face.
Yes.
So you compare it to what's considered an average male face to this person you want to caricature. And then it says the particular face was caricatured simply by subtracting from the particular face the corresponding point on the average face, which is in the middle of the face, scaling this difference by a factor larger than one, and adding the scaled difference back on to the average face.
Oh, okay. So it's just like a feature exaggeration algorithm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind of fun, but it does take out a lot of like the artist's personal touches.
So there's no way to include what I think is a very important element of caricature, which is the visual parody of how the person carries themselves.
Yeah, you know, and it only works in like front facing. Like you can't do it. I don't think it was worked like side, what's this called?
Profile.
Profile. or anything else like you wanted to kind of do with it. So, mm-hmm. yeah, but you're right. It takes away your own perception of what how the person sees.
Yeah, which I think that's definitely a lot a lot more useful in satirizing somebody through caricature in a much less ad hominem way, which is, you know, you're mocking how they carry themselves and what how they carry themselves says about where they see themselves in the world, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're just saying your nose is big, got a big nose.
That's kind of when I was first researching it. That's kind of what I thought it was. It was just saying, "Hey, your nose is big." I thought it was mean. but
sometimes, if you really want the revolution to come, you've gotta call somebody's nose big.
Okay.
It's the only path.
Okay.
To a brighter future.
Okay. All right.
So did you dig up anything in your investigation here, in your research, on like commercial caricaturing, like the folks that will set up a little easel on the side of the boardwalk in an amusement park? And
so I found was that that's how caricature is used today. That's what it is today. And it's not meant to be, obviously it's not meant to insult anybody.
Sure, it's sure. Just, which is why I never tried to do that.
Yeah. Right, sure. But yeah, I mean, I don't have a lot. It was really hard to find a lot of like modern, at least, I mean, there are a lot of celebrity caricatures, but it's just not used very much anymore. Yeah. Unless you're at a festival, it's a fun gimmicky thing to have done.
Sure.
Have you had a caricature done of yourself?
No, never once. At least not that anybody showed to me.
Okay. Maybe there was another Dane walking around who was like, wanted to get at you for something.
Oh, man.
And then he's got all his little notebook full of your caricatures. And he's
oh,
like,
man.
Look at that. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be fun. All right. So let's get to... we're going to get to work, but just to let the listeners know, we're going to draw each other.
Dane and oh, I yeah, draw yeah. Each what other. Are we doing here?
We are each going to draw each other. And this is going to be interesting. I don't feel like I'm good at sketch at all. And so I think that you might end up just looking distorted by my own inability. So,
I think in a way that says something about me. So I think it'll be a successful caricature.
Yes. And then round two, we are going to randomize, we're going to randomly pick a couple presidents to caricature.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gonna enter, what president are we up to? 46, I guess? Gonna set up a random number generator generate a number 1 through 46.
Yeah.
And then generate another one, 1 through 46.
And if we don't like the guy we get, do we just like, let's just suffer through. We have
I think,
to,
yeah.
We
yeah,
gotta
sure,
commit.
Sure. If you get one of those presidents that history has not really recalled very well, you gotta make the most of it. A lot of them were really funny looking. Turns out. They may not have impacted history a lot.
Well, maybe they felt that they had to rise above their weird looks and they had to be president.
Sure, sure, man.
To compensate for how weird they look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I looked like Benjamin Harrison, I'd be president too. Gotta do something about that.
Gotta do something, yeah. So what we have here is we have some just very simple tools, pencils, paper, and some, are they markers?
I would say so. They're felt tip pens.
Okay.
Permanent ink felt tip pen.
Are you going to go straight to sketching and pen, or are you going to do pencil? I'm going to do pencil and then over it with pen.
I'm going to decide that on the fly.
I
think I've got enough experience looking at you that I think I can just wing it with a pen.
Oh my gosh. So I might need you to look up a few times for me to get what I need to get.
Sure, sure.
And
whatever
so,
you need from me.
Okay.
I'm happy to deliver so that you can degrade me in the fashion of this year.
So, should we discuss this? I'll leave this up to you.
Yes.
What features we are going to exaggerate before, should we do that before or after we look at each other's drawings?
I think we can talk about that in advance.
Okay.
Let's take a little bit of a beverage break, though.
Okay. Drink! All right, so before we get started on doing our caricatures, Dane.
Yes.
What parts about me do you think you're going to exaggerate?
Well, I'm going to go, trace myself back to the first time I met you, first time ever I saw your face.
Oh, wow.
And what struck me as remarkable. I think your eyes are set in a very distinctive way. Your eyes are beautiful, Marissa. Okay. Absolutely lovely.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't speak girl whispers, but I'm
okay,
sorry.
No, you put your elbows on the table and the microphone.
Oh, okay. That's where the microphone lives. Okay. All right. I'll mind my posture from now on.
Okay.
So, yes, you've got very, very large eyes, but they don't dominate your face. They're very well balanced, but they are, there's a prominence to your eyes, but not relative to the other features on your face. And something I noticed was that you, one of the first things I thought about you was that you don't have a philtrum. The little.
I mean, it's there. You have to, I know it's hard to see. Okay. I'm going to look like, oh no, I think I'm going to look like somebody with a syndrome.
No, you're going to look. Okay. You're going to look very pretty.
I mean, I don't have to. You don't have to make me pretty. And it's very.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't want this people to think that I just brought you on here to just boost my ego to be like. So I want my
She's
boyfriend to
so
draw.
She's so pretty. I can't pretty even draw picture a of me. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, I was thinking I got a little pimple today. So
okay.
You can really just make that grotesque.
No, and that's.
I think my teeth are a tad crooked.
You say that.
Yeah. And so what do you think I will emphasize about you? And then I'll tell you what I think I might try to emphasize about you.
Well, we should have gone this way with yours, shouldn't we? So what do I think you're going to emphasize about me?
Mm-hmm.
I think my... you seem to think my face is very skinny.
Yeah.
You always say that, and I feel like I've got a round face.
I don't think so.
It's not a pudgy face anymore, but it's...
It's angular. You see where your jaw is. I don't... Okay.
I guess we'll see. We'll see what this produces on paper.
Okay.
I'll see myself through your mind's eye.
All right.
Probably kind of woolly eyebrows, unkempt... Shaggy, stupid hair you wish I would cut.
I didn't say that.
roundish features. I don't know. Big ears. I don't know.
Well, the hair covers your ears.
Oh, okay.
But I think I will do something with the hair. The facial hair and the long hair.
Okay.
And you've said your eyes are far apart. I don't really see it. I'm also kind of worried about making your eyes too far apart.
Okay, yeah. Making me look slight.
We won't say it.
Okay, that's good policy.
Yeah.
When in doubt, say nothing. So I don't remember the difference between what style of pencil is meant to be used for what purpose. These are four pencils of different...
They're all different?
Yeah, different graphite hardness. I know softer graphite is heavier black.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna outline mine anyway, so
sure.
I can go soft.
All right, just start with what your instinct says, and if it's not working out for you, you can.
Okay, well, we're gonna do it the same.
Go elsewhere. Yes. Okay. Certainly.
Oh, but you're doing straight pen.
I'm gonna go for it. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. So Dane is using a pen.
Yes. This is a Artist's Loft brand permanent marker, fine point.
All right.
Yeah, ready, set, go.
Yep. Let's go. We'll do it.
Okay. If you ever need me to look up and show you my horrible, grotesque face, you just say so.
Okay. It's not horrible, grotesque.
Thank you, Marissa. Neither is yours.
Okay.
It's the opposite of grotesque. It's very pretty.
Okay. I'm so nervous.
How's it going over there?
Don't talk about
it. It's a little like Frankenstein so
sure,
far.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Okay. You got my number. Here's Dane. He's like Frankenstein. Yours is coming out a lot less flattering than I wanted it to.
Yours is so good.
No, it's not. It's not capturing you. This is just some sort of goon. So as far as the ideology of caricature is concerned, I believe you brought up during your introductory business that it doesn't always have to be unflattering.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Okay.
The purpose of the caricature is to at the very least rib your subject, if not to mock, not to deride. At least.
What if there was a characteristic that you liked about that you wanted to emphasize?
Well, then emphasize away. You know, the prominence of it isn't necessarily unflattering. Like, I thought your lack of philtrum was adorable when I first met you. I've never seen a philtrum that did like that. It's really something.
That would have been a good opening line.
I thought it and didn't say it. Wow. Like, you're always telling me you do.
I'm spending a lot of time on the eyebrows.
Every eyebrow must be represented. No eyebrow left behind.
Okay. You look... It makes it look like you have like black hair too.
Well, luckily you're only on the pencil phase, so you still got.
I know. Are you done?
Oh, no, I'm not. No, oh, okay. I'm just rearranging myself, reminding myself not to put my elbows on the table.
You just can't slam them on the table.
I slammed nothing. Slamming you in this character though, such a. Good mean caricature I'm doing.
Yay! That's okay. That's good.
That's what we're here for.
What we're here for. Mean.
Yeah, make me feel bad about myself, Marissa.
I'm trying. Look at your eyebrows. They look crazy. They look like that reporter man with the crazy eyebrows. Who's that guy with those eyebrows? Is like, those crazy. The reporter.
Give me more.
I don't know. He's got white hair. He's gray. He's old. He's got gnarly eyebrows.
He's a reporter.
He's on TV. Some guy on TV. 60 Minutes? I don't know.
Andy Rooney. Yeah. Andy Rooney. Yeah, okay, yeah. That's good company. I like old Andy.
So, well, I should note that we don't look our best selves today.
And how? Marissa, you look fine. I look like scum dirt from the garbage butt.
No, I have hair bun on top of my head.
It's cute. Sure. It's jaunty.
I look like person who intended to work out but didn't, because that is what happened. Yeah.
Every individual beard hair counted for in its own little triangle.
I'm focusing on the facial hair.
I guess you are, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
look at you. You're like, who's that? Bear Grizzly? Bear Grizzly? Have y'all just put hair all over your face?
Yeah, like one of those children from the Mexican circus or whatever.
What?
That was the family of boys in, like, I think it was the early 20th century, that toured the Mexican countryside. They just had completely hirsute faces, just just hair, like forehead, nose, cheeks, just covered in hair.
Oh, okay.
They were known as the Wolf Boys or something like that. It's been a long time since I thought about them. Oh,
my hair.
This is looking a lot like the Watts leprechaun or whatever.
The leprechaun from Mobile, Alabama?
That's the one.
No, this is better. better. I like this better than that leprechaun. I mean, I love that story, but...
You heard it here, Frooks. Frooks, folks. I'm better than the Mobile leprechaun. Looks like your brain is exposed. You look like a Mars Attack alien.
Oh, I hate that.
All right, I can fix it. I can fix it. I can unfail.
You looked at me and I saw little wisps of hair, so I put that in your face.
Okay.
And also, that's something you complain about a lot.
So. That's true. Everybody knows about my little wisps of hair.
You look like Jesus. Jesus was like, I don't know.
Jesus was a guy you didn't want to serve at a restaurant.
You look like a man who brews his own beer.
Oh, that's the kindest thing you could say to me.
Can I erase? Anything.
Sure, okay. Sure. That's why you made me buy that eraser.
Okay. Although erasing isn't in the spirit of failure, but...
I don't know about that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, again. So this, we always hit this point in the podcast where we're trying to celebrate our failures, mm-hmm. but it's also we're cringing because we don't like it, but we want to remind ourselves this is what we're here for.
You know, Marissa, you're right.
Yes.
Here I am trying to make this hair look actually like
hair. No, let it look like a brain.
All right.
Let it look like my brain's coming out of my skull.
Well, now after you rise to military prominence in the coming years, people are going to remember you as having
military
an exposed
prominence.
Brain. Yeah, you know, like Napoleon. You know?
Oh, yes, because of this.
Yeah, they're going to see this caricature of you, this soon-to-be famous caricature of Marissa, and say, oh, she must have had an exposed brain. Hey, everybody, she had an exposed brain. That's just how it was.
She's very intelligent.
And also,
her brain was so big it popped out of her skull.
That's right. No skull could contain the many thoughts and knowledges therein. I think you should leave just... With one milky eye, like the antagonist of the Telltale Heart.
Giving you a glass eye.
Yeah.
I think I will have no... I won't be able to not also make the other eye look glassy, though. We'll have two glass eyes.
All right, that's fine.
That's why you need the glasses. I'm just trying to make, like, I don't know. I kind of, like, lost my way a little bit.
Did you?
I was trying, really, I ended up trying to just do you instead of accept, because I was so nervous about sketching in general that...
Oh, like, okay.
I just, like, but did try to, but then, okay.
I think I'm satisfied with how...
Okay.
With how I rode the line here, I think. I think I may live to regret those words, I don't know.
That's the eyebrows.
The angry, your angry eyebrows squiggling over there.
I don't like this as a caricature, but I like it. This is better portrait than I thought I was going to do. But I know it's not like, I don't know if it's my best caricature, but I feel like I at least, I don't know, I did. You know it's a face, so that's good. Yeah, should I have been this tedious? Like, how would you draw facial hair? Do you just, like, do an outline with, like, little...
It depends on the facial hair, but I think generally a single shape approach rather than the individual hairs. Mm-hmm. Although it does, that's how I would try to draw facial hair if I was, you know, not trying to mock, you know?
Oh, okay.
So I think it's the individual little triangles of hair, these consummate V's, I think, is That certainly makes me look like much more of a scummo.
Yeah.
So.
Not that I don't know. I'm torn. I mean, not that I'm trying to make you look like a scummo, but I was trying to emphasize your hair.
Sure.
That's clear, right?
I guess your subconscious trying to call me a scummo.
No. Maybe, but that's how you see a scummo. I see a guy who likes...
Do I see myself as a scummo?
I think so.
Do I define a scummo as whatever I look like at the time?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're getting into some deep stuff.
Yeah.
And I think you just look like a guy who is particular about his beer. That's what I see.
What I said, a scummo.
Okay. Alright, we are all finished! Right. Okay, let's reveal. You reveal me first.
Okay, Marissa. Uh-huh. This is you.
Wow, she's beautiful.
Yeah, just the most gorgeous woman.
The eyes are definitely big. And the chin's a little crooked.
The chin's crooked. That was art error.
Was a failure,
as some might call them.
Oh, it's a failure.
Your chin is
it symmetrical?
Is well aligned. Can in I your look face. At if it? Anything, if anything, your chin is too symmetrical.
I think so you did a great job with the hair. I love the messy hair.
I had a lot of time to salvage it while you were drawing every individual beard hair that I have or ever have had.
And my lips are kind of chapped, so you captured that.
Sure.
Well, you did get the pimple.
Subject request, yes.
You put in my blemish, which is what I mentioned. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. I did dress up as Miss Frizzle once for Halloween.
There are Miss Frizzle vibes to what I've generated here. Yeah. I would say that's pretty correct. Yep. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Maria.
All right. Anytime. Here you go.
Let's see.
Oh man.
I got a pretty good look at this upside down while it was being drawn.
Uh-huh.
But seeing it right side up is upsetting in a way.
Really?
Not in a personal way. Just like the dead depth of the eyes is really preoccupying me.
That's just how I do eyes, though, with marker. I can't. It's not as to do with your eyes.
Yeah, even so, it's the shape of the eyes and the carriage of the eyes, which I saw you were looking at me, you were paying attention to how my eyes go, and I think it says something about me. I wasn't prepared to.
Here's the mirror, Dane. Oh, look at the mirror.
a little Muppety. Kind of some Muppety vibes in the breadth of the face fuzz, I think, and the mustache kind of looking like a big flat.
Should I add some like hairs? Like you have these giant. Actually, no, I want to leave those. These giant hair chunks.
Yeah, big big hair chunks. Sometimes
I'll leave those chunks.
Represents me pretty well. I feel like I kind of also look like Daria from the TV show Daria.
Is that a female?
Yes. She was a cartoon lady who was very monotone and...
But you have the much facial hair. How do you look like a female?
The way the eyes are and the general vibe. It's Daria vibes, which is to say I look very like sulky 90s.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Maybe I'm sulky 90s as much as I...
Sometimes we get stuck in a decade.
Yeah.
I think I'm stuck in 2000 to 2010, quite frankly.
2010.
Yeah.
Yeah, you watch a lot of Arrested Development.
I know. And I was like, the styles, they really... those floral button-up shirts.
Sure. See, before this, I would have thought I was stuck in, like, the 1350s or something like that. But no, 1990s right there.
1990s. And that's, and I tried to emphasize, you don't really see where the unibrow begins and the glasses begin. But you could see kind of, if you look closely, I had to scribble kind of dark.
Yeah.
Those are the glasses.
I followed perfectly. Yeah.
Let's look. And then thanks for, you actually, I like how you added to the character the little lines around, like right here. Is that to like say like energy? Like,
yeah, that's, yeah, that's the, that's your,
bouncy?
That's your aura.
Okay. All right.
The ebullience of your soul.
Oh no.
Okay.
There we go.
All right.
All right.
We did it.
We did it. All right. It is time for round two after that eye-opening, very reflective experience. I recommend all of you try it, caricaturing your significant other.
Sure. Really test the structural integrity of that whole relationship.
I think we're okay.
Oh, absolutely. Go closer to you than ever.
So, quick correction, Dane. You had a correction.
Yes, yes. We've pulled up the list of United States presidents from that we're going to be using for selecting the subject of our round two of the caricature exercise. And earlier, I dunked on Benjamin Harrison as being a particularly ugly president.
Mm.
I was mistaking my mental image of Benjamin Harrison with that of William Henry Harrison.
Okay.
Who is really homely and...
He's not the worst one, I don't
not
think.
The, not the worst, but...
Yeah.
He's... There's a doggishness to it, but shouldn't speak ill of the dead, I suppose. Okay. Especially the dead after 30 days.
The dead after 30 days?
Yeah, yeah, okay. He was... He died 30 days after his inauguration.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see that now.
Yeah.
That is...
his claim to fame.
It is. And it's stressful, the presidency.
Sure, sure.
It could kill you.
So. We did explain what we're doing here.
No, well, a little bit. So now that we've caricatured each other, we are going to caricature presidents. We're each going to do a different president.
Yes.
So we are going to let fate decide which president we're going to do. So we've got all the presidents listed here, and Dane has a random number generator, and so you will just pick. Yep. So I'm going to hide the list.
Yeah, sure. That's fine with me. So, we have confirmed that we have 46 presidents here.
Uh-huh.
And I've entered into this little random number generation app the prompt to generate a random number between 1 and 46.
Okay.
So, who's getting a president drawn first?
Me.
Marissa is.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to generate a number, and we're going to correlate that number to the sequence of presidents.
Actually, here, I'll give you my laptop then, so I don't see who it is.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Uh-huh. Wait, so is the... What's the name of the game here? Are you going to be trying to draw the president from memory?
No. Oh, no, definitely not.
Okay.
I just want to see if I can guess what number president that is.
I see. I'm going to be embarrassed by this in a bit here. Okay, here we go. 42. Recent history.
Okay, let's go backwards. Biden. Mm-hmm. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Barack.
Yep.
Bush, George Bush,
mm-hmm.
Clinton, so that's 42, wait, Bush?
Nope.
No, Clinton.
Clinton. Yeah. Bush is on either side of him, but you've got William Jefferson Clinton. That's a good draw.
You think so?
That's your president in a lot of ways, right? I mean, like, he was, throughout your entire formative years, he's, like, probably the first president you were, like, consciously aware of, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, and I have this urge to draw, like, really inappropriately, like, sexual things.
Sure.
And I don't know if I should. But,
that's a choice only you can make.
Okay.
You know, something we're doing presidents here.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is generally an apolitical podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had the idea of randomly generating a number and correlating it to, like, top 50 box office draw actors of the past whatever years or something like that. I thought that could be fun.
Okay.
But then I looked at the list of actors, and it's just nothing but superhero actors. No, it's like that's like the entire, like, top 20 was, like, superhero actors, and which is, that basically amounts to just men named Chris who look indistinguishable from one another.
Tell me the criteria again of how you were looking.
top box office draw. The actors with the highest box office
That
correlation to
bums me out.
Yeah. I mean, I knew
superheroes were big.
Sure.
But that they dominated the market.
Yeah, it's just
that
nothing.
Much.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, are you ready?
I want a president. So if I draw Bush, I mean, sorry, if I draw Clinton again.
Yeah, you have to.
We're making another run through. Mm-hmm. Okay, here I go. 35.
Can you
also
think about
also a modern person? Okay, 35. So I almost had to ask who's before Ford. It was Nixon. 36. LBJ. Did I get Kennedy? I think I got Kennedy. Did I get Kennedy?
You got Kennedy.
Much.
Wow. These are. I thought we would. I was actually hoping we'd get less popular ones or less well-known ones.
I thought that would have been a fun challenge. We can always double dip. We can always get another president after we finish these.
That's true.
The night's young.
We can go all night. This podcast could be 3 hours long. All right. So let's go ahead, because we told ourselves we were going to commit. So we are going to commit.
Absolutely. I wouldn't change these draws for the world. It's
okay.
The Lothario presidents is what we've got here for ourselves.
All right. So do you want to look at the picture of the president, or do you know Kennedy well enough to...
I think I know Kennedy's face well enough to kind of wing it.
All right.
Give me a little taste.
Okay. I mean, And he's got... You showed me that really fun picture of him a while ago where he did, like a presidential picture was him looking down off to the side. Wasn't that Kennedy?
That's fun to you? That somber portrait of the man assassinated.
Well, just that he's not looking at the camera. He's looking, like down.
Yeah, sure.
And he's like... it was like he was looking like a model. Like he's posing for a magazine cover.
It is a little coy.
Yes. So. Like, ladies. Yeah. so there
okay,
he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every one of those giant teeth shining like a...
you could do something with those teeth.
Man, yeah. Sure.
There you go.
I think I do need to have a reference Kennedy handy.
Okay.
I have no intention of flattering the man. I'm going to get him back for devising the president's physical fitness exam.
Oh, here you go. We're back in middle school. Dane's got a list. He's got a list, and Kennedy's on it. We could make a joke about his assassination, but we're not.
That's right. That's
about him getting his. But now I feel bad for saying it.
Yeah,
but I had to say it. Might cut that out.
I was in the process of not saying.
Okay, but I did it. Okay. Wait, he did good stuff though. Besides that fitness test, which wasn't good, but
sure. He handled the missile crisis.
Okay.
Very well.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Marilyn Monroe.
Sure.
Okay.
Talk about doing good stuff.
Okay. All right.
And so you've got a Clinton.
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, it's less of Bill Clinton's facial features and more. I have opinions about him.
Oh, okay.
Like, I feel like that's gonna come through.
So
it's like what I know.
Okay, so it's gonna be an impressionist caricature.
Maybe.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. See, I don't think he has a lot of, like, distinct facial features. He looks very basic to me.
I think, you know what, it's not... That's a good point about William Jefferson Clinton and about character in general, is that he doesn't have a lot of... There's no prominence to any one of his features, but he's a very distinctive-looking man regardless.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the proportion of them and where they're placed on his...
Okay.
I would say very oval face. I think it's
his forehead. It really shines a little. Well, and it's got long cheeks. Okay, let's just go to it. Let's
go
just
to
do it.
It.
Let's
All
just
right.
do it.
Let's go. You're just drawing me again.
No, I swear.
Zachary Taylor Thomas ass hair you're giving William Jefferson Clinton.
Okay, I got it again. squint his eyes for.
He's a squinty fella.
He squints.
We drew a couple of squinty presidents, you know?
Yeah. Dane. I can't.
What are you about now?
Looks so special, Dane. You got it. I think you got him back for that president's damn challenge.
Yeah. How's it going over there, Marissa?
Actually, I don't hate it as much as I I wonder if anyone, like, good looking could tell if it was him. I want to give him more wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where to do that. It looks just kind of like blemishes.
Sure.
Are you done? It looks pretty good.
I think I...
You're ready to step away?
I'm getting there. I'm gonna play with it a bit more. Just
this one definitely looks more like I'm trying to do a caricature, I think.
Sure. I think you have successfully done a caricature.
Okay.
Unless it's not the point to be successful.
Yes.
Of this project or of life.
Uh-huh. No. The point of life is to fail at it. I mean, but really, though, who wants just a life full of successes?
Yeah.
It's no fun.
Yeah, you miss out on a lot of emotional richness that failing at something can bring to you.
I don't want to be around someone who succeeds all the time.
No, those people suck.
Mm. Okay.
Look at Kennedy.
I do see Kennedy in... You were the winner in the ending. Big reveal in a second. And we're ready.
We are ready.
Yeah.
Look at him. You said you were going to go back and make him squinty.
And he's super squinty.
Man, yeah.
He can just barely see.
Yeah, that is French Stewart levels of squinting. that's pretty good.
Okay, so maybe you tell me about yours first.
All right, I will tell you about mine.
You had
first.
Kennedy.
My general, my process when attempting a caricature is to, you know, single out some facial features that are most prominent.
Mm-hmm.
And much like Bill Clinton, I felt like Kennedy's squintiness was a big part of it. Squintiness and toothiness are the two things.
He was toothy.
He was those. Yeah. Just every single tooth you could really distinguish. So I as well drew every single tooth, and not only are those eyes squinty, but they're
like, are they? Did he?
They're
cross-eyed, not cross-eyed, but like
wall-eyed.
Wall-eyed, yeah.
I perceive that as be the case. I don't. It's not something he's known for, but every time I see a photo of Kennedy, it seems like one eye is like pissed off at the other eye. This wants nothing to do with it.
Interesting.
Okay. I feel like Jackie was the same way. I didn't get around to drawing.
Wait, Jackie was also wall-eyed?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were his cheeks kind of fat? You missed cheeks.
No, I made him a little chubbo. He's kind of a beefy lad here. So.
I know, and I think this the president's thing is sleeping through, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna make you fat, Kennedy.
Yeah, take that. I want all presidents to be more like Taft. I think is what I'm subconsciously saying.
Yeah.
The good one.
So,
let's see.
I mean, this is a good caricature. I think what the eyes are the most striking, and then the teeth, which is what you were intending.
Sure. I wish I would have done more with the teeth. I think the teeth should have been horsier. I think he maybe needed more.
Horsier? They're so... Can you get horsier?
I could have done more.
Okay.
Maybe more distance between nose and mouth. Uh-huh. Again, he has little pudgy cheeks. He does have. He's got like a round face. He's got a lot of face muscle.
Okay.
But this came off as just.
If I
round
was
little
a,
baby, you just want to pinch him.
If I was someone who was easily offended, I might be, but I'm not.
That's good. That's why you're still with me. Okay. All right. Well, let's hear about yours.
You're okay. This is Bill.
Hello, Bill.
He's saying hi back to you.
Yeah, he is. He's waving.
He's waving.
surgical glove filled up with Jell-O right at me.
So I, for some reason, I don't think Bill Clinton has a long face, but I, in my mind, I just wanted to go with a long face.
Yeah, I think Bill Clinton does have, he's got a long face. It's not long like Christopher Lee or anything, but it's, you know, there's some height to it. It's ovular.
Yeah. And I gave him this swooshing head of hair.
That's right.
He does have a lot of hair, and I think I added this Johnny Bravo-esque look. And I think a big part, I know he was good for the economy and all that, but yeah. I just, as I remember him as a kid, was all the sex stuff.
The sex stuff, sure.
So
sure.
I made him very, like, like a hunk, but he's old. He's got wrinkles.
Yeah,
so he's got hunky hair.
Hunky hair.
And then...
hunky 90s
And then hair. I just... His teeth didn't stick. I didn't give him any teeth. His teeth did not stick out to me at all.
Like,
so.
Bill Clinton was the president during my... When I was having a lot of fun drawing caricatures relative to how much I'd do it these days.
Uh-huh.
And I would always give him a little, like, kind of like butt teeth.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like he did a lot of, like... Like biting of the bottom lip.
Interesting. Oh, that would have been a good one to do.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of those pictures. A lot of like mouth, like a lot of like, it was so, maybe I made him smile so you could even, I could emphasize the wrinkle lines even more.
He's smiling.
He's like, yay.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if I should make it dark in there. Should I put scribbles
in
there?
That's fine. Just leave it a void.
Leave it a void. His mouth is a void.
Put scribbles in there. That's how the artist generates depth.
And so,
scribbles.
So I give him a skinny neck, and
yeah, you did. Yeah.
And then I think because he was good at kind of putting a front for professionalism, I gave him a big tie.
You gave him a big tie.
Big hands because he was grabby with the ladies.
He was grabby with the ladies. It's true.
So there's his hand to remind us.
Notoriously, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's even like. The hand kind of, as it came out, it kind of has two thumbs. So it's up to the artist's, it's up to the viewer's interpretation.
Oh, I didn't give it a pinky.
Is that his hand or is that somebody else's hand? You know?
Yeah.
Who can say?
Maybe someone, yeah. Oh, ew.
Look what you're saying.
Look at, no, I know, but like the position of someone else's hand, how that would have to be. Dang. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry you did that.
I don't know. Monica!
Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Leno.
Okay. I know. He harped on her so bad. It didn't...
It was rough.
That was terrible. Okay. You know what? If you're listening, Monica Lewinsky, I hope you're doing okay.
Yeah. You know what? Me too. Okay. Absolutely.
All right.
You did nothing.
So, Dane.
Yes.
I'm really pleased with these so far.
I'm glad to hear that, Marissa. You say so far. Do we have another one?
Well, I was asking that. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. So, do you want to try and see if we can randomly generate a more obscure president?
A more obscure president. Okay.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I think I'm up for it.
Okay.
100%.
All right. This is going to be a fun one to edit. Okay. So, we are ready.
Yes.
For our third and final round.
That's
of
right.
Caricatures. Yes. And we still have energy.
Yep.
And Dane, you were just telling me that you enjoy drawing. You haven't drawn in a while.
Yeah. I've done some drawing, but it's all been to an end, not just for having fun.
Yeah.
What I'm doing now. And it's good to get reacquainted with
drawing for fun,
drawing to make people you like laugh. There you go.
So for this round, we're doing something different. We are
not really.
Well, okay, we are caricaturing presidents, but we're gonna do the same guy.
That's right.
So we're gonna compare our caricatures and see who wins. Just kidding. We don't care about that. But we're going to compare and see what features we decided to emphasize about the president.
I think this is like silent running here. Maybe we'll get Coolidge appropriately enough. Yeah. Okay. we'll not explain while we're drawing what we're focusing on, what we're targeting.
Yes.
And then just see how we end up at the end of the period here.
Yeah.
So do you have any presidents you would hope that we draw here?
I want an old-timey one with old-timey the hair. One, yeah. The hair. Oh, I really want like those ones, the wigs.
Old-timey.
Like, yes, and I would do something with that wig. Like I've been really on the hair five. Today.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What about you?
I dig Taft.
I know, you love that guy.
Yeah, Taft was cool.
Okay.
Taft was real cool. All right, randomly generating a number. 15. That's back there. I don't think it's going to be old hair times.
Oh, it's 15.
I think it might be facial hair times.
James B. Buchanan. Mm-hmm. Can we do a different one?
Maybe. You don't like James Buchanan?
I want a weirder guy.
Okay.
Like, look at Zachary Taylor. Look at that. Look at his face.
He looks like Sam the Eagle. It's true.
Okay.
There's a monument to him 2 blocks away.
Zachary Taylor.
Yeah, General Zachary. I'm assuming it's the same.
Huh.
Maybe I'm misread it.
Yeah, somebody from the Whig Party. I'd like that.
Okay.
I'd like it if somebody from the Whig Party.
I want a wig. Okay. All right. Well, if this is what we're doing, if we're gonna okay. cheat, if we're gonna make a mockery of this whole thing,
okay.
How about we just limit the random number generation to between 1 and blank.
1 and I think 13.
13.
I think so. Yeah.
13 original presidents.
Okay.
All right. Pull me a president. Number nine.
William Henry Harrison.
This amazing.
The ugliest man alive.
Well, alive.
Oh, wait. The ugliest man who's dead.
Yep.
Okay.
The deadest of the presidents.
Do you want me to pull up a Google search?
Sure.
Okay.
Do a nice little Google image search of William Henry Harrison.
And he is in the Whig Party. Yeah.
He is in the Whig Party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know very little about him other than the fact that he died in 30 days. You know, he...
Is this a caricature?
It's just what he looked like.
Really?
He's rough stuff.
Okay.
That's the matrix at work there. We got... William Henry Harrison.
Maybe
after
just talk like about it.
Talking just all about him left and right.
Center. We manifested it.
That's right.
That's what we wanted. Although once
the power of negative thinking.
Yes. We will just go ahead and get started.
Yes.
Sure. Let me get it. I'm just trying to get, just orient myself. Where do I want to start with this man's face?
And there is some hair to be had there.
A little, yeah.
I don't think it's what you wanted.
No, I was hoping for like a wig on like, could like do point on both sides like a like one of those like a person from Hey Arnold.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, but
you could Hey Arnold this guy up just fine.
You think so?
You're
okay.
You're really underselling how goony looking this fella is.
Okay.
I'm going for it.
Okay, go for it. Just go for it.
Captain Finn, you done?
You done it.
Dane.
Marissa.
Should I tell you mine first?
Tell me.
Who do you think it is?
Who do I think it is? I think it's a can of beans that somebody dressed up as a man.
You're right!
Hooray!
I did! I drew the can of beans on the counter and then I put a wig on it.
It's just... a silly triangular Eddie Munster wig.
Yes.
Okay, I think it's William Henry Harrison.
Alright, so...
Tell me your procedure.
Alright, so the hair is pretty... He's got that, like, that triangular piece of hair that hangs down the middle of his forehead.
Triangle.
So I saw that and I said, we gotta do something about that. We gotta do something with that.
Uh-huh.
He's got... I thought his eyes were bigger than most presidents, so I gave him...
You gave him just some psycho peepers.
I know.
They are,
and then I mess
enormous.
Up on the glare here, so he barely see it.
So this is the glass eye, like mine.
Yes.
This is the president eye.
Yes, and also, a lot of his pictures were... not head on. They were like three quarter like angle.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So that kind of threw me a little bit. I tried to do the caricature like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not really good with like portraits. So in, like doing that in general was kind of difficult. So.
Yes.
His chin's got a little dimple.
Yeah.
It's got a curly, so I gave his chin a curly cue.
Yeah, 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 you gave his...
He's got a lumpy face, so
pretty
I
lump.
Added some
yeah.
lumps.
Yeah, you just...
I put some lumps
It's a
in
lot
there.
Of lumps. That's, I believe, the thing that is most evocative of a can of beans that somebody just, like, plastered a bunch of clay onto or turned into a...
And he's got a pointy, long, pointy nose.
Long, pointy nose.
Very pointy.
Sure,
so you can see that there, what I did. And I don't even want to know what his neck looks like. And he doesn't want you to know either. Because all of his pictures cover up his neck. He did not want you to see that neck.
Yeah, thoroughly cravatted.
Yes.
The entire time.
So I put a little collar going over his neck.
Yep, yep.
And his ear, I thought, was a little low and a little big. And he doesn't have much of a lobe. It's tiny.
Okay.
Tiny lobe.
Okay.
So
that's something
got
I
hidden.
Think I can see that. And I think that does evoke the man. In a way that I didn't pick up on.
Okay.
I think aside from that, I'll reveal mine.
Okay. I love it.
You're too kind.
I want you to go through and explain.
Yes, certainly. Well, I started, as you did, with the triangle here.
Yes.
It's something. It's
a sticks
choice.
Out the
yeah,
most.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. I don't know that it sticks out the most. I think... The nose on this man.
Okay.
It's a schnozola. It's like an 11 and a half narrow men's loafer.
Did you know that he's able to breathe? Like he can filter out that air.
He can breathe
in that air.
You've been
telling
me about that all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got those nose hairs. He's going to filter out all the dust and the pollen.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, mm-hmm. continue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So... In addition to the triangle of head hair, I also thought he had pretty prominent eyebrows.
Yep.
Not a prominent brow, but a prominent eyebrow.
Oh, I see. I like how you gave him, like his whole face, like underneath his forehead, it's a little sunken.
Sure,
so
sure. His eyes are big. They're big for a president. He's not one of our squinty lads from last time.
Mm-hmm.
They're big eyes, but they're back in there.
Uh-huh.
He's hiding them as much as he's hiding his neck.
Mm-hmm.
Also, little ball chin with a little dimple in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
really got a dimple.
Tucking itself in under that under that lip, which is in turn tucking itself in under that nose, and also has a little cravat to hide his neck.
Yes, he does.
Something crazy going on.
He doesn't want to, no one sees his neck.
Yeah.
What made you want to do these little zigzags here?
Oh, it's because he's glaring at you.
Oh, he's glaring. He doesn't look happy.
Signifying glaring.
Well, how did he die?
I believe it was pneumonia.
The
popular narrative is that he gave a 3-hour inaugural speech in the driving cold rain, and from that caught pneumonia and then died in a month.
Isn't it ironic?
Sure.
Don't you think?
I do think.
Yeah.
Think it all the time. Wake up in the middle of the night thinking about how ironic William Harrison's death was.
Yeah.
But alternatively, it could have just general poor health, and it made a good narrative to blame that.
Yeah. So, poor guy.
Sure. He didn't even get to enjoy the power he had won.
Yeah.
For his political machinations.
Yeah. Well, Dane, I'm going to say it again. I love your drawings. I think you're artistic.
I think you're artistic too.
Really?
I think
Look
so.
At it. Look I'm, at
I
it.
I love your drawings.
Do you
and
really
I
though?
I love that drawing. That drawing brought me a lot of happiness.
Okay, I'm glad. And sometimes, like in this black and white picture, he's got better vibes, but when you add some color, you really see those lumps and those wrinkles.
Yeah. You picked up on those lumps.
I know. Nobody's perfect. We all have our blemishes.
And how.
Yeah. But all right, let's go ahead and wrap up. All right, so Dane, here's how these wrap-ups go. We kind of talk about what our favorite part of this experience was, what we learned, would we do it again? Would you like to go first, or would you like me to go first?
I suppose I'll go first.
Okay.
Prompt me with the questions.
What did you learn?
I learned that that it's after all these years of derelicting this as a hobby, still brings me a lot of pleasure to sit here and draw for laughs and, uh-huh. and just have fun goofing on people.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just enjoy the company of somebody that I'm with while I'm drawing a little picture for him. It's been a long time since I messed with that kind of thing.
Yeah. I think you did good, but that doesn't even matter if you did. You just had fun with it.
Yeah, I'm sorry I did good.
I know, I'm sorry.
Contradicting the title of this enterprise.
It was a fail more. And what was your, I guess your, that was your favorite part? And the lesson that you learned was that...
The lesson that I learned, oh, and then my favorite part.
Yeah.
It was probably the jarring feeling of having your caricature of me revealed to me. Because I thought I was looking at it upside down the entire time while you were doing it. Not the entire time. I was glancing up. I was not keeping my eyes on my own paper. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, I got an idea of what that looks like. I've got an idea of what her mind sees and how her hand is translating that in paper. And then it was a different thing when it flipped around.
Oh, no.
And that was an interesting emotional sensation.
Like, well, can you put a name to the emotion?
Or... Stultification? I don't know.
I'm gonna look that up later.
All right. It was not a bad emotion at all. It's like, oh wow, okay, that's like surprise, but a sense of revelation, I guess, you know. A little grandiose, perhaps.
I'm sorry.
No. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I'm gonna take it and I'm gonna hang it up somewhere.
Where I can somewhere.
Look at it. Yeah.
In the closet. Maybe.
Well, how about you? What did you learn during our little enterprise here?
I learned... So, to be honest, I didn't, before doing research, I hadn't thought much about the political use of caricatures.
Is that right?
No, I really hadn't. And I kind of was at the, oh, this is something fun you do at a festival or a carnival or something. I kind of appreciate the simplicity of the mockery of it. And how you can say a picture is worth a thousand words,
there you
as they
go.
Say. And so I kind of like with graffiti, an art form I never really thought about before, I kind of gained a new appreciation for.
Okay.
And I think I liked, or what I learned,
yeah,
was kind of what you were telling me, how you said it was a crutch, your caricature, in that you didn't have to be exact with it. I kind of enjoyed the freedom into, like, I did mess up a little, but it didn't, like, hurt the picture that much.
I see.
Like, I mean, well, it's not a good picture, but, you know, it didn't, like, it's not, you know, I can make things a little crooked. I can, I have more leniency. And then, yeah, you can just kind of add, like, back when I was sketching, back, like, I don't know, high school, when I was actually trying to sketch portraits, I'd really freak out about the shading of the face. And I'm like, I can't just draw a wrinkle. I got to shade on a wrinkle.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and
I got to do all this. But no, I can caricature. I just draw a wrinkle.
That's
There's
right.
a wrinkle. I just did one dark line.
Yeah, just take
it's
that.
It's a wrinkle. Yeah.
Have some lumps, William Henry Harrison.
Yeah.
There you
go. I mean, if I was trying to do a good picture of this man, I'd be very stressed.
Well, I say, you may not have done a skilled rendering, but you did a good picture.
Oh, well, thank you.
Good pictures that
you
did. I like every one of them.
And if you guys want to see those pictures, you can head to Failure Art Party on Instagram and see these for yourself. And tell us what you think. Leave a comment. And also, Failure Art Party is a group on Facebook. You can just join. I think you can invite yourself. I don't know if you need my permission or not. And I really enjoy another. It's another one in the can, which is a positive. That sounds bad.
Sure.
It's fun. I enjoyed this.
Everybody loves a can.
Yeah, I enjoyed this. a lot. So, Dane, thank you so much.
Thank you, Marissa.
For being on this episode, sharing your wisdom, providing your insight. And we will see you next time at Failure Art Party.
Marissa had a failure at the party. Marissa had a failure at the party. Marissa had a failure at the party. And at the next one, she'll have another failure.